Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more, only on WSN.com.
Hello, everybody. John Orlando here, back for another episode of Wisecracks. And of course, I have Mr. Bill Krakenberger with me as always today. Bill, it's Christmas week. How did this happen? It's already Christmas week.
Hey, good to see you. And good to be out there for Christmas week. I am here in Vegas for Christmas week, which is unusual. Usually I'm back East Coast for Christmas and holiday time. So it's a different situation this year. So
yeah.
And it's so busy. It's unbelievable. You have the start of NBA, college basketball in full effect. You have bowls going on. You have, the weekend, you could just picture what goes on the weekend. But even a weekday, yesterday there was like 75 basketball, college basketball games and pro games mixed in. It's a busy time for me and busy time for all of us, I understand, for other reasons, shopping and whatever it may be. But that's not my thing. I don't shop, by the way.
No, never?
I don't buy one
Santa?
Gift.
You don't play Santa?
I don't buy. Oh, I am Santa.
You're Santa all year round.
Oh, I am Santa.
Oh, yeah. You just don't shop.
I don't shop. I just give out.
You're an envelope guy.
I am an envelope guy.
That's gangster. I love it.
Listen, my nieces.
Yeah.
My nieces back in Baltimore, they, I think Uncle Billy's, which they call me UB, Uncle Buck. But Uncle Billy, I think their favorite gifts are for me because it's real simple. There's no physical gift.
Yeah.
It's cash.
I like
cash
that.
In an envelope. Picture being this, 16, 17, 18 year old girl and just getting cash in an envelope and you can spend it on whatever you want.
That's the way to go.
Instead of getting a sweater that we picked at out at the store. So.
And then do you give them like a bump every year in age? Do they get a little bump or is it how do you do it?
Last year my niece was getting her first car, so I gave her $2,000 in cash.
Wow.
I'm not doing that this year.
No.
But she's getting something. Maybe about a quarter of that in cash.
Okay.
But she had her first car. She was getting, so I wanted to make sure she had a couple grand to put towards her car. Yeah. I don't have. We don't have kids.
Right.
So it's real simple. Everything, I love them. They're my wife's nieces.
Yeah.
And of course, now they're married and they're my nieces. I love them so much that everything is for them when it's all over.
Well, Bill, I've never really told you this, but I'm going to take the opportunity now to let you know, you're really like a second father to me, man, And, I'll make sure you have my address just in case. Envelopes.
Cool.
That's awesome. Well, Bill, we have a great show today. We've got a fantastic guest a little later on in the show. A guy that you've known for years, I guess, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Big name in the business, JT the Brick. Look forward to having a great show with him. And I was surprised he came on. I was like, wow, that's great. I was like, certain people, because he's so busy. He does a couple different shows. He does a local show in town. He does a show on Sirius. And he just got a lot of, and he does stuff, so much stuff with the Raiders. So I'm really happy that we have him. It should be fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can't wait to get to him. But first, let's talk current events, crack. I don't know if you remember, but a few shows ago, many shows ago, I said the Jets are going to win one game this year and I'm going to be on it. And I'd like to tell you that I failed. How did I blow this? I think I picked the Jets 3 weeks in a row, money line. And then I wasn't on it on this one. How did I do this?
Yeah, I have that URL too, the betagainstjohn.com website. I have it. So let me know when we're going to let the fans know about that.
Yeah,
we're going to start making some money with that.
Yeah, coming in 2021 for sure. For sure.
No, it wasn't that amazing. The bookmakers getting the money there. And, not only getting the money, people that bet parlays, they always throw those big teams in like that. That was like a 17 and a half point favorite. They throw that in their parlay thinking that's easy money. It's just going to increase their parlay price a little bit. But they never realize that they can lose. Same thing with the Steelers on Monday night.
Yeah.
These teams can lose. So the sports books are really celebrating their Christmas that came a little bit early for them.
And the Jets, you know, they can't even win by winning, right? Because they won that game, now they're behind the Jags in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes.
Yeah, you know, they probably are upset. And I think there's still a chance, I guess, if Jacksonville pulls off a miracle and wins. But why would Jacksonville want to win? There's no reason to win now. They win the tie. And, they're, you know, if they both have one win, they'll get the they'll have Trevor Lawrence, I'm sure. So
do you think if you're on the Jets, if you're a player, do they think about first pick, second pick, all that stuff? Or is it really a sense of pride for them out there? And it's like, no, we need to win a game.
Oh, definitely. I don't think they're looking at a pick on themselves unless they're told by their, you know, their bosses or something, which is not happening. Right. So no, they just, the word you said was right. It's a sense of pride. Absolutely. To win a game, especially a big game like that with, you know, one of the biggest dogs ever in the history of NFL football to win outright. It's funny. The Jets also did that in 1969, I believe it was, versus Baltimore in the Super Bowl as a 19.5-point underdog. You know, the miracle of Joe Namath there. So,
and in my notes here, it says to put this this upset into context, the Jets are one of the two biggest underdogs to win outright since 1995. Washington, wow. The Washington football team back then beat my beloved Cowboys 24-17 that year. And they were 17.5-point dogs.
Same thing as the Jets. So that's, that's, like I said, one of the biggest in the history of football that went outright. But however, that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's inevitable every season. There's some big upsets. Last season and two seasons ago, there was two 14.5-point dogs that lost in the same week. That it literally lost. The underdogs won outright. So it's going to happen. It's the reason why it's so hard to lay double digits in the NFL any year, not only this year.
Yeah. And the NBA season has tipped off. I watched the Lakers ring ceremony pregame against before they played the Clippers, and that was kind of a strange thing, seeing the ring ceremony, which normally would be a fan extravaganza. It was kind of strange. Did you see any of that?
No, I don't watch any of that stuff.
You don't watch
that? No, I have no reason. I mean, listen. My allegiance is my bankroll. I don't care what happens off the court. Not saying anything like tragically, like poor Kobe or something. I mean to say, I don't care if there's ring ceremonies and things going on like that. It's all about winning money to me. I always go back to the Bronx Tale too. You know, do you think LeBron cares about you? LeBron getting a ring and raising a flag. You know, see if you can't pay your rent. Go to LeBron and see if he'll give you $500 to pay your rent. He doesn't care about you. Why do you care about him? I'm dead serious.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. So tell me this, with basketball now underway, you got any basketball tips? I know you're really strong every year in betting NBA and in college basketball, but let's talk NBA. What are some tips you could share with some of the listeners?
You know, NBA has really been a staple of building profit each year for me. The NBA was one of my first sports I actually bet professionally when I first moved to Vegas 20 years ago. There was a lot less information out back then, by the way, than there is now. So you had to search for your information. You'd think it would get tougher because NBA is so much more out there now with TNT shows, and it's just a big thing now marketing-wise. But we crushed the NBA, so... it's really amazing. It's every night too. It's like, I can find advantages in so many different things. The NBA totals, of course, are the ones that I really, do good on. And, you know, let me give you a few tips to keep in mind too, when it comes to NBA or just in betting in general, but let's hear it towards the NBA. Bankroll management, very crucial. I know I keep on saying this about everything, but staying disciplined is always important, but even more so in the NBA, where you have 30 teams that are playing a 72-game schedule. That's 1,100 games, over 1,100 games a year. So lots of action to be had each night. You'll want to have a good plan for your overall bankroll and what the standard bet will be based on the balance of your bankroll. So it's a different animal here we're talking about. Two, staying informed. One thing I do is I love staying informed on the players' injuries, the updates, the social media stuff. Me and my team just literally scour the internet for social media things, little nuggets that can make you from a loser to a winner. So it also takes on an added significance this year for two reasons. One, it's the players. Now, we've had a different kind of a season this year. A number of top players are going to be sitting out games over the first month as they get their bodies back in shape following the offseason. Now, you know, it's hard to believe. I think some of the key players that you think are going to be like, not meaning you, John, meaning everyone thinks they're going to be, you know, the stars of the team. I wouldn't be surprised to see them only playing like 55, 57, 58 games for the year. So, you know, the COVID is the second thing. The COVID factor, really, it's going to lead to unexpected lineup changes, kind of like we see now with college football. You know, there's going to be announcements all day long about different things that won't be there. But however, the real good ones won't be made right up until game time. So, you know, we kind of stay apprised on these kind of things, injuries, scheduling that could lead to the rest of key players. So, like, you know, us guys at Crack Wins, I always say, let us do the work for you. You guys, you know, do what you got to do. Go to work and do what you got to do. Three, and finally, the last thing is more often than other major sports, NBA lines are traditionally influenced by two betting habits, home court advantage and a team's previous games. This year, the home court advantage takes on a whole new meaning as fans will be absent, at least for the start of the season. So I often find great value when like a good team hits the road, a slight road favorites, and I expect that to be even more true at the start of the season before the books adjust. So that'll help me with my totals also, thinking there's a lot of different things to think this year differently, and I think we have a grasp on it, though. We crush the totals every year in the NBA.
Well, there it is. Words of wisdom from the crack man. And you mentioned as rule number two, stay informed. And what better way to do that, crack, for everybody listening and watching, is to get on the WSN.com app. You know, they've got all of the info that's going to help you stay informed. Crack, you check out that website every single day before the show, do you not?
I didn't. I pulled it up because, of course, I found an article I liked. So at WSN.com, of course, just look at all the articles they have up every single day. It's amazing how many. I challenge anyone else to have that many up. I like the U.S. sports betting news as a thing. Like for me, I just to find out what's going on. I just found this out on here this morning. FanDuel enters into a content agreement with TNT's Charles Barkley. Now I love Charles, so I love the way he talks. I like that he's like he is just my kind of guy, and he's a good guy too. So there's a whole article on that in there. Colorado sports betting handle, $231 million. Never thought they'd have that kind of, you know, handle this early. There's an article on that. There's also an article on Virginia sports betting. Now only weeks away from betting there. Alabama, Kentucky, Missouri, all these different places that are going to have sports betting articles on. Also, there's a ton of articles on predictions, odds, and news. But you know me, I'd like the sports book bonuses too. I don't know anywhere on the whole internet you're going to find better sports spec bonuses than on WSN. That's it.
Can't say I love anything. I love it.
And give him a bigger plug. It's only true.
It's fantastic. Now I'm going to give the sports fans and sports bettors that are watching and listening a little tip. And that's to download the Crack Wins app. The Crack Wins app is the biggest tip I can give everybody. It's got everything you need. It's from the crack man himself. Check it out. You know, he's not just known for his football picks, as many of you know. He lights the NBA on fire. He lights college basketball on fire. Download the Crack Wins app, everybody. It's on Google. It's on Apple. He hates when I do this, but get it today. Look at you. You're smiling. I know. You're a humble man, Bill.
Yeah, but I can be humble, but I got to be out there a little bit too, what's going on with me in college basketball. I feel like I've broken a record. It was just another winning week for Crack Wins. Nation, really. We were 11-4 in college basketball so far this season, 32-14 and going into this week. That's insane.
Yeah,
it's really insane. The college basketball, we have such a grasp on it. You know, the books just have do I want to say that? The books have no chance in the end because let me tell you something. We make a better line than the sports book. It's all I can tell you. It's the reason why Bill Krakenberger can go into a sports book and I could bet. Name my bet in the NFL. I can bet what I want, $50,000 on the side. Of course I can. Compared to college basketball, you give me a nickel or a dime.
Really?
That's it. What do you think? Not only me, everybody. Because they know that guys like me have a better line than they have. So they're scared to death of college basketball bets. especially from someone like me. So listen, also before I get off the subject, because I'm not good at talking about myself.
No, here. I like when you do it.
You could sign up for, I always forget to say this. You could sign up for free. You get a number of free plays each month. Then you can upgrade to one of our tier plans, you know, based on how you bet. So the users get plays all year, all year long on different major sports too. It's not just, it's not just college basketball though. It's NBA totals. It's the NFL. Wait till you see what we have in store coming up on NFL props for playoffs and Super Bowl.
I can't wait for that one. That's my favorite.
They have no chance.
That is my absolute favorite. Yeah. Crack wins is the best bet you'll make all season. And Bill, we've got a great guest. Why don't you tell everybody who you got with us today?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our guest today is nothing short of sports radio royalty, JT DeBrick. So JT began his radio career in 1996 in Las Vegas at Sports Fan Radio Network. In 2001, he was the play-by-play voice of the XFL's Las Vegas Outlaws. JT has been with the Oakland Raiders since 1998 in various media capacities. His roles have included pre- and post-game radio show host, television host for Silver and Black Productions, sideline reporter, MC of special events. I could just go on and on and on. JT is currently host for Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM Channel 82, NFL Radio on Sirius Channel 88. He has a show there, pre- and post-game shows with the Raiders. There's so many things he does. And again, my man, it's a real pleasure to welcome you to Crack Wins with my better half, another Las Vegas local, John Orlando. Thanks for being on, JT.
Thanks so much, guys. Pleasure to know John now. And Crack, you've been on so many of my platforms. I've been really looking forward to doing this. I think you're one of the most talented people that I've met in a long time in radio and on all platforms. So it's my pleasure.
No, really, it's great. I really appreciate that. I love coming on your show, matter of fact. It's just when I go on there, I can't explain it, guys. For you guys that haven't listened to it, he tees me up so perfectly, and he's so informed with the business. I do a dozen shows. Certain weeks I do a dozen shows a week. I do pretty big shows, too, just like JT's. I'll tell you right now. I hope I don't insult nobody. He's the guy that I look. It's like when I get on there, my endorphins are so pumped up to do JT shows. It's unbelievable. But let's start out with some questions that even me, I don't know in the industry. So tell us about your start in the industry. I read you used to be a stockbroker. Tell everyone how you got your start. Like, what did you do back in the day? I heard about this Jim Rome calling thing. Yeah. So how did you start out in this industry?
A really unique way I got in. I was a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch in La Jolla, California. And I was at a point in my life where I was trying to get out of that industry. And at that time, I was a caller into sports talk radio. I called a number of shows out west. And I started listening to the Jim Rome show. And it just hit me. That was the show. I sat in my car. I had a Porsche. I was in the the movie was made of my crew called Boiler Room. You might have saw the movie Boiler Room.
I absolutely seen it.
That movie was made about the crew that I worked with, same company.
Wow.
So that was my background. Just like the movie Wolf of Wall Street, and I was that guy trying to find a new life out west, and I got hooked on this show, and I started calling in, and Jim called me JT from La Jolla, and then I started calling in on the Knicks all the time. All the time on the Knicks, and that was the Ewing Knicks in the 90s that couldn't get over the top. Remember those Knick teams, the O.J. car chase, all of that, dating it back to 94, 95. And he just started calling me JT the Brick because it rhymes with Knicks, and it stuck. So Jim, who had a really big show locally in Southern California and then got syndicated, decided to come up with a caller-only contest called the Smack-Off. It was an invite-only caller contest. He invited 30 of the best callers to his show, and I entered and won. And if I did not win that contest, I would not be talking to you today. I wouldn't have all my radio shows. I wouldn't have met my wife. I wouldn't have made it to Vegas. I believe in fate, and it all happened when I won that Smack-Off. And then I got into radio. I bought Time Crack in Los Angeles on Sunday nights to get in, and then one night someone heard me in Vegas out of a company called Sports Fan Radio Network. They invited me out to Vegas to try out and to do overnights at the MGM Grand. And that's when my career took off. I gave up a six-figure job as a stockbroker in La Jolla for $25,000. My dad said to me, it's in my book, The Handoff. He said to me, can you get 30 out of them? I said, no, Dad. They came back at 27-5, and I drove to Vegas, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's amazing. I knew when you said you were in the Porsche and you were in this business, and you mentioned Boiler Room, Wolf of Wall Street, I had a funny feeling you were making a lot of money. So you took a real chance here doing this.
Yeah, I did. I did. But I always want to clarify this, is that what happened in that life, that lifestyle was so hard. The movie Wolf of Wall Street and Boiler Room really shows. Both movies were fantastic to show you what work was like. I was working 15, 16 hours a day, making 300 cold calls out of a yellow page. Then I was building up my business and leveraging myself and making a lot of money. And it got old. I mean, that lifestyle was fast. And after doing it 5-6 years, it felt like I was doing it 20 years. And I never wanted to continue doing it. So I got very fortunate that as I got out of being a broker and I tried to get into real estate, at that time, the Rome show hit and I won that contest. And basically, I had a choice, either to chase this dream and get into radio or let that opportunity leave and never come back again. And I walked through that door.
Wow. Love it. Love it.
That's incredible. JT, I've got a question for you. You know, I know you've been with the Raiders now 20 years, and now they're here in Las Vegas where you reside, where I reside. I've been a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan my entire life. And 4 shows ago on this very show, I announced that I was not getting a divorce, but I'm separating from the Cowboys, and I'm with the Raiders now. And so my question to you is, what's going on this year? You know, since I came over to the Raiders and left my Cowboys are 3-0. The Raiders have hit the skids after starting off this year, 6-3. Now they've lost 4 out of 5. What is it that's going on? Is it Gruden working these guys too hard? They have nothing left at the end of the year? Is it a scheduling thing? Explain to me what's happening, and did I make a mistake by leaving my Cowboys?
You made the best move of your life because you're here in Vegas. It's a fresh start for you, Allegiant Stadium, the Raider Nation. You're going to see the explosion of football in Las Vegas like you've never seen before. They did start off 6-3. On top of this, something I talked about with Crack, that was the toughest schedule in football, the first 5 or 6 games. So not only did they start off okay, they started off and they had the easier portion of the schedule. But, John, they got bombarded with COVID. They got bombarded, and not with COVID positive tests, just with COVID protocol, where someone tests positive and then, you know, they had a week where their offensive line didn't practice the whole week and had to play in a game against Tampa Bay, and they lost in the second half. They've had injuries like I haven't seen in my 20-plus years with the team. I mean, I interview John Gruden every week on TV, and every week – we sit down and we don't know who's playing. We have no idea because they're dealing with injuries like you couldn't believe. And then they're playing poorly. Remember, they would have lost 5 in a row if they didn't beat the Jets on the miracle at the Meadowlands when Greg Williams had that zero blitz and they hit Henry Ruggs. So this is a team that everything came at them at once. COVID, injuries, and they're not playing well. And now Derek Carr's got a groin injury. It's a shame. This should have been a playoff team. They should have been playing Miami for an opportunity to go to the playoffs. And that loss against Justin Herbert on Thursday Night Football, where they had 1st and goal at the 4-yard line. They win that game. I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
What a shame. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. I feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, I realize now how big that Thursday night game was. At the time, I didn't, but I realized that what would have been happening in the next couple of weeks, it would have been great football. Listen, I usually don't have no allegiance to anything, any team except for my bankroll, but living in Vegas, I root for the Raiders. I'm always rooting for them. My buddy, Teddy Atlas's son, Teddy Atlas Jr., is also involved. He's the scouting coordinator for the Raiders. I feel for him, and they're going to get better and better. I think we'll be reset for next year. And there's still an outside chance here. They do make the playoffs too. Am I right, JT? Did I read that? Yeah, there's still an outside.
They need Miami to lose both games. They play them one. And they need Baltimore to lose out. And Baltimore plays the Giants and at Cincinnati. So that's not going to happen. Look, the Raiders have no one to blame but themselves. The Raiders were in a great spot. John Gruden's the most accountable human being that I know. He takes full ownership on this. It's disappointing how it ended, but now the Raiders have a couple other problems now. Now they got some guys they got to look at next year if they're going to bring him back, because they were supposed to be better players and they're not playing well. But the cornerstone of the franchise, the young players from Clemson, Alabama, they have good young players, character guys. But guys, we got to get through this pandemic. We got to get through right. this. We got to have Allegiant Stadium with 70,000 fans. Can you imagine what we'd be doing together on a Thursday night or Sunday night, leaving the game? You guys would be calling me saying, JT, where are we going to get a cocktail? Crack, I'd have 10 options. 10. It could be wow. Circa Pool. It could be the top of, you know, the top of the Delano. It could be the new Virgin at the pool. We would be getting together, celebrating, and everyone from around the league, every fan base, would be coming to Vegas to see the Raiders play, supporting our economy.
Definitely. We have to get through this, and we will as a nation pretty soon here. I think we're going to have this reset for next season and just start over and get into that exact groove. I would love to be having that kind of a party festive atmosphere here in Vegas. And it's good for the local economy, good for those casinos. It's good for everything. So let's hope and knock on wood that that turns around. Listen, JT, I love coming on your show. And we've always had great discussions about all the talking heads in our respective industries who deem themselves experts, whether it be media or gambling handicappers. I'm very transparent as it comes. I will tell you when I have a good week, when I have a bad week. And, you know, when you're on the right or wrong side of a game, you kind of do the same. You talk about what's going on. Let me just put it into some street terms here. What can we do about all these fugazis out there giving the public bad information? Well, no, I mean, you and I talk about it all the time, and I'm not trying to point anyone out and embarrass anybody either. A lot of guys are just prognosticators, and they're just, you know, former players, former coaches. I understand they're not, but they have to understand, they have to have a responsibility to realize that sports gambling is almost everywhere now. These people are listening to them and going out and betting what they're saying, right? But I hate the ones that are out there just totally lying and acting like they're sports bettors. But, you know, what's your take on that?
Well, it's a big topic because you and I have been talking about that when you come on my shows. And I've lived out in Vegas for a long time, since 96, and I lived in L.A. for 10 years, and I came back here, and a lot of my friends are in the gambling business, a lot of them, including you, and I've never placed a bet in my life, and that's the most shocking thing that people say to me at times. Out of all the craziness in my life, I told you the story about the smack-off and how I got in the business, that people shake their head and go, you're in sports radio, and you've never placed a bet. No, I haven't. I bet food every once in a while. I'll say, hey, I'll bet you dinner. I'll put a little bit, 10 bucks into a Final Four pool. But I've never walked up to a window and placed a bet. And now I'm in Vegas, and I really take my career seriously. I try to put on the best handicappers, the sportsbook directors, people that I know can help my listeners make money. I don't mess around with this because I got to have some credibility here. I just can't start giving out picks and I don't bet. And in this town over the last couple of years, it's just gotten out of control. There are so many people in Vegas, and I got a lot of friends who are good and they're on the right side of it, but there are so many charlatans, as we call them, that bet $5-$10 a game, and they're walking around here giving Twitter advice, or they're doing FaceTime videos, or they're on Instagram telling you about all these games. If you would actually know these people and the fact that they don't bet enough money and they got $20 on a game and they act like experts. My biggest pet peeve is the people that don't have a track record. How do I know when you're losing? I know when you're winning because you're tweeting it out. I know when you're telling me you're winning. We get that. But what about when you have two bad weeks in a row? Where can I find that when you're talking about this or that and we know you're lying? And now people are moving to Vegas, and they're coming here, and they're getting on shows and radio shows and platform, and they have nothing. All of it's fake. All of it's about perception and who they are. They go on radio shows. They come on other shows. They go on Instagram. And what they're doing is they're ripping off the public because they're not even 50%. They're not even 55%. They're not 60%. There's a few, and they're out there stealing and taking money from innocent people who believe, hey, I'm going to take that advice from that person in Vegas. They must know what they're talking about, and they don't.
It's a sad, sad state of social media. People that are posting under fake names and are not transparent. And we talk about it all the time on your show and your platforms. It's just I don't see it changing. I actually see it getting worse as all these jurisdictions are legalizing sports betting. We have like Maryland, Alabama, Virginia, all these. There's so many places that's kind of. How about this? New York City, in a sports bar, you're going to be able to bet sports here, I think, in the next 3-4 months. So all these people are looking to put experts out in Vegas and these radio shows and these networks. And it's really, I hope people do their homework and realize that you have to have a back-tested method. You have to have someone that's transparent if you're following them. And, do your homework.
Yeah, not all these people are bad. I know it comes off pretty aggressive here, but I will tell you, from living out here, I see that, and I know a lot of people, and some are trying hard. Remember this. If you get one thing out of this podcast, the next time you listen to a gambling show or you hear someone come on, let's see if the host says, okay, we're going to bring up Joe. Last week, Joe was 2-3. Joe, what happened? You'll never hear that. You'll hear last week, Joe was 4-1. Or last week, Joe. Let's hear the guy say, hey, we're bringing up someone who's been off for 2 weeks in a row. Maybe you want to fade that guy because you continue to want to fade him. Or maybe you say, you know, he's so good or she's so good. They're sharp. They've been off for 2 weeks. I'm going to go with them this week because I know they're going to bounce back. You get enough of that. You get none of that. And then the other thing that bothers me a lot on this topic is the fact that if you don't have skin in the game, you're full of it. If you don't have, tell me what the ticket is. If you got a game that you love, I go on my radio shows and I say on Mad Dog, look, I think that you, the listener, is probably better than some of these so-called professional handicappers. Give me an upset. And Mike from Detroit will call in or Ted from Seattle and they'll say, JT, I love this game. And I try to get out of them what their passion is on the game. A guy in Seattle knows more about the Seahawks than I do. So if he's got something sharp, I want my listeners to hear it. But if I'm hearing some guy in Vegas who says he's on the Seahawks over the Rams for whatever reason, I want to know why. And if he's wrong, I want him to explain himself while he was wrong next week, because that can only help the audience out, and you never hear that on gambling radio.
Never. Never. It's crazy. I won't say his name, but I mean, there's one guy specifically. He loves to post that he's 49-1 this year with his system plays. He's in baseball season. He's 119-2 with his system plays. And it is so gross to read that. And then seeing how many people actually believe it on social media is shocking to me. These poor people actually believe it and they pay him for these picks and it doesn't work out well.
Yeah, never. Well, John, here's another big topic I talk about with Crack when he comes on my show. If you're doing this for entertainment, I got a lot of my buddies who are sharp. I mean, I hang out with some sharp gamblers, and, you know, they do it for entertainment. I literally will sit there. I can't sit in a sports book for 9 hours a day. I'm on the radio constantly. My friends ask me on the weekend, hey, you want to get together for a beer and watch a game? No, I don't want to sit in a sports book and spend 4 hours on a game. I want to watch the teams I want to see win. You know, I'm a Yankee fan. I watch the Knicks. You know, whatever, the Raiders. I'm invested in the Raiders. I want to see them win. But I'm talking to more and more people this year because of the pandemic. Maybe they got some stimulus money. Remember we talked about that, Crack? Stimulus money and what you're going to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're honest. They're just going to use it for gambling entertainment purposes. And I'm great. But when I have Bill Krakenberger on my show, I want him to talk about, I want to get out of him. And that's why I love having you on. I want to hear about not so much your picks, but why you're passionate about what you're thinking of going into a game. And if you get it right, which you normally do, excellent. If you get it wrong, you're going to admit to it. And the reason why I love having you on my shows is because you're a great entertainer. The other thing about gambling and putting these guys and gals on radio is some of them are not entertaining. And I don't believe that people want to listen for 5 minutes to hear a guy talk about Fresno State, Utah State. If you start telling me about the under in that game, I'm gone. I'm off the radio as quick as I could grab the knob. But if someone's coming on and they're telling some funny story about a time I went to Fresno State and I was out and I ran into the coach and I won this game, I'll listen. And I don't think there's a lot of entertaining people on the radio talking gambling other than a few of my friends on VSiN who are very good, a couple of guys that I know in local markets that are very good. It's the wild, wild west. They're putting anybody on the radio, and they're letting anybody give out picks. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your candor and you being you. There's not a lot of guys out there that can call out those charlatans and so-called fugazis and touts and even the guys in the industry. There's not a lot of guys that talk blunt like that. And I really appreciate you being you and doing that. And I also appreciate it's such an honor to get a high compliment from someone like you when you talk about me myself. So I want to thank you for that.
JT, I have one last question for me, for you. I heard you on the NFL Network recently. You were talking about how the Raiders are modeling their team after the Kansas City Chiefs. Could you explain that for me?
Yeah, great question. So what the Raiders are trying to do is they're trying to rebuild the franchise in the model of two teams, the Patriots and the Chiefs. So with the Patriots, you have Bill Belichick, who has all the power underneath the owner. So Robert Kraft is the owner, and Bill Belichick's in charge of personnel, and he's the coach. Same thing with the Raiders. Mark Davis is the owner. He's the all-powerful guy. And then John Gruden has the power of all the personnel, along with Mike Mayock, but it goes through Gruden. So that's similar to what they're doing in New England, and there's a culture of leave your attitude at the door. You're going to play. Just go out there and play your ass off and make plays. And then, unfortunately for the Raiders, is they're in the same division as Kansas City. So now they have to match up perfectly with Kansas City, or they're not going to host a playoff game at Allegiant, right? You know, if you don't win the division, you don't get a home game unless you come through a wild ride in the wild card. So the Tyreek Hill is unbelievable. Who do the Raiders get? Henry Ruggs III. He's identical to Tyreek Hill if they develop him. Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer. Who do the Raiders have? Darren Waller, developing him to be a Pro Bowler, which he made the Pro Bowl. So the Raiders are trying to match Kansas City so they can win the division and do it the way that Belichick has done it. And I think Gruden's going to get there. To me, this wasn't a step back. This year was a year of COVID, injuries, and a lot of headwinds in front of them. And I think they're going to learn from this. And when they get fans in Allegiant Stadium next year and they upgrade that defense and they get rid of some guys who just don't have it, they're going to be a much better football team.
We love having you on, and we want to have you on again, and look forward to doing some more stuff with you. Anytime you want me on, you let me know, and we'll continue our success together. And I'm so glad that you're so busy with all these things you're doing. Beautiful family. I see your Bishop Gorman shirt on there. I was talking about that during the break. Your one son went on. He played football there and went on to.
Yeah, he went. He's not playing football, but he went to Oklahoma. He got into Oklahoma because of his academics. And we learned playing football at Bishop Gorman, and I have a senior there. I live right by the school, so I live in that part of Summerlin. So life's good. I got a wife that I love and two great kids and a lot of friends. And good. I miss my mom and dad, who are 82 and 80 in Massapequa, Long Island. And
God bless them.
They hang out in Naples, and they snowbird there. But the last thing, you know, knowing John and especially you, Bill, I wanted to say this because it's really important to your audience. I believe that your future in this industry is going to be so big because you're one of the few people that I interview that I get excited about because of your energy, your professionalism, your storytelling. You are one of the great storytellers in all of talk radio, and more people need to get your stories out because people want to hear that side of you. They know you're sharp. They know you got picks. Go to the site, Crack Wins, all that. We get that. But when you have a story, when you tell me, when you say, hey, this restaurant has this special and this back room of this casino's got this coffee shop, that's what I want to hear from Crack. I want to know what Crack's doing from Jersey all the way to Sin City, Vegas.
Oh, love it. Love it. Great. Thank you very much, JT. I love talking about stories like that and trying to share them with everybody. Really appreciate having you on and look forward to having you on again and look forward to listening to you all year long. Thank you, JT.
Happy New Year, guys. Thanks a lot for having me. It's my pleasure. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
You did it again, Crack. JT was incredible.
Oh, man. He is like, he's got a great radio voice, sports radio voice, too. Perfect. Yeah. What a story he has. Being a stockbroker and, you know, making all that money to taking a chance and, you know, getting, you know, probably 10%, you know, not 10%, but probably 20% of what he was making to take a step back and try something new after making all that money. So.
That's a big decision to make. That's got to be hard. That's hard to do, you know?
Fun stuff.
All right. Well, let's talk about my fun stuff. Last week wasn't so much fun for me, Crack. I had the Raiders over the Chargers, lost. I boldly said the Broncos were going to beat the Bills. Lost. And I did have this was an easy one. Actually, you told me you didn't like my Tampa pick,
no.
but they did win.
Hey, Atlanta was winning a lot of that game.
I know.
They?
I was nervous. I was real nervous. You know what's funny is I almost text you in the middle of that game, and I was going to say, man, I blew it. But I remembered that you said, you know, wait till those games end. Wait till they end because you never know. So let's talk this week.
Sure.
Vikings and the Saints. We've got two teams on a two-game losing streak. They both lost two in a row. So somebody's going to break the streak here, and I'm going to tell you who it is, Crack. The Vikings are going to take advantage of the Saints' late season meltdown that I seem to be witnessing. And I think the Vikings are the way to go. And I know this is going to come as a shock. I'm on the money line. What do you think?
Okay. All right, listen, after the last two money lines we just seen, Cincinnati beating Pittsburgh and the Jets beating the Rams, anything can happen, of course. Listen, Drew Brees did not look great last week, though the Saints kept it close versus the Chiefs, but the Vikings were in effect eliminated last week, though. So not altogether mathematically, but I think Joe Public will be all over the Saints here, which always makes me lean the other side, but I'm not betting the game, so I'm rooting for you.
Okay. All right. And then the other game I picked, you know, I try to pick these games. You said something last week or the week before. You were like, I keep picking these games that everybody picks, like the, you know, and I still gravitate. I can't help myself. But so here we go. Tampa playing the Lions. I think Brady is going to do what Brady does this time of year, and that's win football games. You know, this is a big game for them this weekend. And I know you don't like these bets when I do them, but I'm gonna take the money line again. I can't help it. The points freak me out. I can't help it. But let me throw this out at you. I'm also going to take Detroit and the points. I think this is going to be one of those games where I can get the exacta, if you will, and pull off the double win. Tampa wins the game outright, but they're not going to cover the spread. I love my boy Miles Killebrew, who plays for the Lions, who just had a beautiful baby about a month or two ago. But I think Detroit's going to keep it tight, but I think Tampa comes out on top. I'm gonna be on both sides of this. What do you think?
So opened up 7.5. Tampa opened up 7.5 point favorite. They're up to 9.5 now. Not on the board at some of the major sports books, which I find a little strange, and I haven't really followed, you know, this NFL game. So not on the board. There are a couple spots, but I see 9.5 at other spots. So listen, it's Tampa. It's you're a Brady guy though too. So I got to remember that.
I am
your guy. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm rooting for you.
Okay. All right. And then of course, being here in Vegas, I've got to give my 2 cents on the hometown team here. We've got Miami's coming to town to play the Raiders, which as we covered during the interview with JT, the Raiders haven't looked so good lately, although he really shed some good light on why they haven't looked so good. And so I think being home for the holidays is what the Raiders need. And I think Carr is going to play. I don't think he wants to go out like that the last few games. I think we're going to see him step up, and I'm going to be on the Raiders money line again.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, you know, it's unsure whether we get Carr or Mariota this weekend. Carr practiced earlier in the week. Miami needs to keep winning to get in the playoffs too. So Raiders have been a little bit of like Jekyll and Hyde lately, coming off a loss last week. I tend to agree with you that maybe taking the points there, but again, NFL sides, don't put any giant money on these things, guys.
Okay.
Anything can happen. So as long as you're having fun and keeping it social and, you know, not throwing remote controls at the TV, you'll be all right.
Don't bet the house?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's go over to the Twitter questions before we wrap up here. We've got a couple questions. We got some good questions this week for you, Crack. Twitter Nation has sent in some good stuff. First one comes from Spoonball95. He asks, what are some of the things you do to help maintain a welcome status with the books? I know this is a big topic for you. What do you do?
A good sports book, I will give good press to. A bad sports book, though, you're getting bad press. And how I rate good and bad sports books is not only will you take a bet from me, but also what do you have going on to give your customers a little bit of a fair shake? Maybe you have some promotions, some reduced juice or tight margins. Like the South Point has tight margins. Once in a while, they'll have a a game where they'll have the lowest hold on a money line instead of something being on a big game. In other words, if they're going to do it based around a big game. So they'll have, instead of minus 170, come back 145 or 140, they'll say, well, we're going to have this game at minus 170, come back 160 on the dog, which nobody does that. So I give them good press because of that. I give other sports books like the Westgate great press because of, look at the place you're in, the Superbook, watching them on these giant screens in an unbelievable sports-like atmosphere. I give the Circa good credit because, you know, the Circa downtown, brand new place. They're all in on sports betting. And the place they built there, that sports book, unbelievable. Escalators going up and down into the sports book. What a great feeling there. But I'll give bad sports books bad press too, you know. Stations Casinos throwing me out because of winning. They that's one of my recent things, you know, then telling me, sitting down with the bosses over there, telling me, oh no, we don't throw winners out. We only do it for compliance reasons. Yeah. Give me a break. Give me a break. You throw people out for winning. You know that. And you know, you're keeping your cushy big six figure job because you are throwing people out. I'd love to know if like Frank and Lorenzo know what's going on over there though. I'd like to know if I run into Lorenzo one of these days and tell him what the upper management of the sports book is doing over there at Red Rock by throwing out people and creating this bad kind of press, not just amongst me. A lot of people are talking about that. I see these big signs on the highway. You guys got me going off on tangents here. Sorry. But no. I see these big signs. We welcome winners. Yeah, sure. As my father would say, take it on the hop. Yeah,
I love winners. I love it. Okay, next question comes from Board Genius. He asks, who's taking the Super Bowl and who has the most value?
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to log into, as I'm on the phone, as I'm on, on the air with you guys here. This is a great question because I noticed something last week. I was doing another platform, and it was an early looking at the NFL Super Bowl line, the early line. Yep, well, it moved half a point. All right. So as you see here, the line now is 4. So you could bet AFC minus 4 versus the NFC. Well, let's just face it. By betting that, you're betting the Kansas City Chiefs in a 90% scenario there of being in the Super Bowl. That's why it's 4. If it wasn't the Chiefs, that line's not going to be 4. It was 4.5. I'm sure you can get 4.5s out there too by taking the NFC because everyone's going to be betting AFC thinking that. But I think that there's some implied odds there of implied value, I'm sorry, on the odds of taking the NFC right now early. Because let's say the Kansas City Chiefs don't get there. And let's say they even get there based on who they're playing. I think the 4.5 points is a good line right now. So just going AFC versus NFC is what I'm looking at. And not with any specific teams. I think the NFC is a good value. And all these sports books have that. It's not only Westgate. It's the Circa. It's the Back East, the FanDuels, the DraftKings, the Points Bets. They all offer early Super Bowl line. And also your local guy probably offers that too. So there you go.
All right, there you have it from the Crack Man himself. Before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody to download the Crack Wins app. You can sign up for free. You get a number of free plays every month, and then you can upgrade to one of Bill's tiered plans depending on how often you bet. Users get plays all year long on all sports, not just NFL, but you get basketball, you know, NBA, college, baseball, everything. You can find the Crack Wins app on Apple and Google Play, or you can go to crackwins.com for all the great plays, tips, and fresh content. Crack Wins is the best bet you'll make all season. Bill.
Cool.
We've reached that time. And we may not be back till next year, maybe.
Yeah, we'll see what's going to happen here. But it's always good to end on that exacta, if you want to call it, racetrack-wise, or that parlay of Crack Wins app and WSN.com. Can't beat that combination.
All right, folks, we will see you next time. Happy holidays and be good.
Happy holidays. Thanks.